The Boy from the Mish, written by Gary Lonesborough and read by Maine Wyatt.
For Mum and Dad. Chapter 1. The white boys stare at us from the pub. It's Ethan and his mates. They sit on stools behind the railing of the packed pub and sip their beers from schooner glasses, keeping their eyes on us. Next to me, Kalen stares back at them from behind the steering wheel, his mouth tucked at one corner and his eyebrows scrunched, while Johnny lights a cigarette in the back seat. "What you bastards looking at?" Johnny shouts. They just stare, then they laugh. And I just look to my lap because there's a cop car ahead of us, stopped on the other side of this red light. I know they're watching us, the ute with all the black faces inside. My throat is drying, but I don't want to drink from my bottle of Coke in case the coppers think it's a beer and pull us over. The white boys go back to their drinks and banter as the light turns green and Kalen eases off the brakes. I'd expected him to put his foot to the floor and spin the tyres, but he must have spotted the coppers too. We drive steadily past them, blasting our music and start up the mountain out of town. In the side view mirror, I see the police car slow and pull over on the side of the road. They spin around and now they're coming, speeding up behind us. It's Constable Rogers. I'd recognise those big ears of his anywhere. "No sudden movements, lads," Kalen jokes as he watches the rear view mirror. Johnny ashes his cigarette on the interior armrest of the door. The cop's lights come on and spray red and blue into the car. Kalen flicks on his blinker with a sigh and pulls over. My heart is pounding. The doors of the police car open as Kalen turns off the engine. Constable Rogers comes to Kalen's window with his breathalyzer in hand. He peeks inside, with his clean blue uniform over his body and his hat on his head. "Kalen, Jackson and Johnny," he says with such dissatisfaction. "What are you boys doing? Mouthing off at the fellas in the pub?" "Nah," Kalen says. "Just saying hello." "Is that right?" Constable Rogers says, his voice dropping an octave. "Seems a bit to me like yous were trying to start trouble." "Nope, no trouble," Kalen replies. The other copper approaches my side of the ute, red-faced, walking slow, eyes searching through the open windows until he stops by me, staring me down. Constable Rogers holds up his breathalyzer to Kalen. Kalen breathes into it before the breathalyzer beeps. "Looks like you're all good." I feel such a relief come over my body, even though I know Kalen hasn't been drinking. "Have a safe drive, boys." The coppers walk back to their car. Kalen starts the ute and we're back on the road. "Turn it up," Johnny shouts, as hypnotized by Biggie Smalls starts through the speakers. I do, and we bob our heads in rhythm. Johnny raps along with it, of course, while he rolls himself another cigarette. He's always rapping. I couldn't count the number of raps he's written and made me listen to. And it's just as well Constable Rogers didn't decide to give the ute a random drug search or anything, because we have a case of beer under the cover of the back tray, which Kalen bought using his older brother's ID. We reach the turn off and head onto the highway. It's a few hundred metres along the road that we take the turn towards the Mish. Kalen doesn't even brake when he takes the corner. We drift around. He accelerates and the tyres scream as we head onto the main street, past the houses lining each side. The dogs of the Mish lays on the road, unmoving for any car. We pass the empty community centre and the toilet block, which sits on its own little field with long grass growing through like heavy pubic hair. Down the hill, we make a turn onto Abby's dirt driveway, following it around the house and through the broken gate into the backyard. We turn off Biggie Smalls, and no surprise, there's more Biggie Smalls roaring from the house. All the mob are in the backyard. I see Tesha, my girlfriend. She's standing with her best mate, Abby, on the back veranda, drinking her vodka thing she likes and wearing her white top and black jean shorts, which I like because they highlight her brown thighs. Johnny carries the case of beer over his shoulder. We head past the fire barrels toward the house. A couple of the boys are piling wood into a heap and offer us a wave. "Ladies," Kalen teases as he passes the girls, which is typical of Kalen. He's always trying to get some.